You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio. We are pleased to have Alice in Dairyland here. Good morning. How are you, Alice?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
Ashley Hagenow, where are you from originally?
I am from Poinette, Wisconsin, so about half an hour north of Madison, give or take.
Not too far away.
Not too far.
Did you have an ag background growing up then?
Yes, I grew up very involved in 4-H and FFA. My younger sister and I exhibited livestock species like dairy cows, horses, rabbits, and even cats one year at the county fair. And I was so thankful to have experiences in those organizations, especially focused on communication and leadership and education and teamwork that I've been able to apply to a lot of other experiences within agriculture. And so I recently graduated from the University of Minnesota this past May with a degree in agricultural communication and marketing with minors in animal science and agricultural and food business management. And I definitely use so many skills from growing up and skills that I gained in college in the role of Alice in Dairyland.
You talked about cats. It's like herding cats sometimes, right? Everything you got to put together.
Yes, it can be that way.
So right now is they're asking for some people to step forward and apply to be Alice. Is that process going on right now?
That process is taking place right now. So applications for Wisconsin's 77th Alice in Dairyland closed at the end of January. So January 31st was the deadline to apply for the 77th Alice in Dairyland. And more recently, we have had preliminary interviews to determine the top six candidates. And those top six candidates were officially announced on March 1st. So it's a super exciting time for the program where we are welcoming our next group of top candidates into the fold. And they will now start to learn more about Wisconsin agriculture, Alice in Dairyland, and Door County specifically, since that is where the 77th Alice in Dairyland finals will be held with the official dates of May 2nd through the 4th.
So your reign is going to be kind of short-lived here, isn't it?
It's only about 4 months longer until I will officially pass the baton to Wisconsin's 77th Alice in Dairyland. But in those 4 months, we will be doing just as much as we've been doing the first 8 months of my year serving as the 76th Alice in Dairyland. So there's lots on the horizon for our program in terms of upcoming campaigns, events, and other activations. But I'm equally as excited for our top candidates to undergo the trainings and learn more about the role of Alice in Dairyland as we prepare for the Alice in Dairyland finals.
Is it a little bit bittersweet? I mean, is there a little jealousy there thinking, oh man, they're going to have so much fun in the next year and I'm stepping down?
It is a bittersweet moment because this experience has meant so much to me and I've loved the opportunity and continue to love the opportunity to represent Wisconsin agriculture. But what I'm so excited for is to see our next Alice in Dairyland have all of these amazing experiences and make so many memories just like I have. And she'll add her own spin onto the role. What's so special about our program is each year there is a new person who steps into the role and truly makes the experience their own based on their own skills and experiences and opportunities that they've had before Alice in Dairyland. And that's what's so special is that there's a new person each year, but the goal of the program to have an official ambassador for Wisconsin agriculture has not changed in the 76, almost 77 years that Alice in Dairyland has existed.
How good is it going to look on a resume for you now when your time is done and, you know, whatever you apply for, I'm sure that's going to help you in the future, isn't it?
Yes, there is so much personal and professional development that one gains through being Alice in Dairyland and also as a top candidate. What's really special about being a top candidate within the last few years is that all top candidates earn a marketing and communications certification through the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. So regardless of the outcome of the Alice in Dairyland finals each year now, whether you are selected as Alice or if you are a top candidate, is that you walk away with a very unique certification through the Department of Agriculture here in Wisconsin, and you can apply those skills that you gain to any career in any industry. So again, there's a lot of professional development. There's so much personal development that results through this program. And I'm so thankful for the experience to apply all that I've learned and all that I've gained to a future career within agriculture.
You mentioned going to school out of state. Do other states have a similar program to Alice? I mean, it's obviously not called that, but do they have some similar things?
As I've done some research and travel a lot as Alice in Dairyland, I have come to learn that there is no other program that I have come across that is quite as similar to Alice in Dairyland as I've been able to find out about it. So what's super unique about Alice is that, again, you are a state employee under the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection for 1 year. So you are a state employee earning a salary. It's a full-time job. And we describe Alice in Dairyland as a full-time public relations and marketing professional role. Having some Minnesota roots, a similar position would be known as Princess K of the Milky Way, if those listening have heard of that program before, where Princess K is a goodwill ambassador for Minnesota's dairy industry. So the two programs would be similar in that they are both ambassador type roles for dairy and for agriculture, but Alice in Dairyland represents all of Wisconsin agriculture and agriculture in general, whereas Princess K focuses more specifically on the dairy industry. But both roles are so important when it comes to agriculture, especially here in the Midwest. But again, to answer your question, there is no role that I know quite like Alice in Dairyland.
Could you beat her up? Could you take her?
Hey, we love working side by side, and I've known quite a few former Princess K's as well. So it's another great program that really helps to drive that connection to agriculture.
I was just kidding, of course.
Of course.
Wisconsin cheese, famous around the world, and you talk about a new way for Wisconsinites to recognize some of their favorite cheeses. How can they go about that?
Yes, so here in America's Dairyland, we produce right around 25% of the nation's supply of cheese. And our cheese production is more than double that of any other state in the country. And part of the reason we are so well known for our cheese and cheese production is thanks in part to our nearly 1,200 licensed cheesemakers here in Wisconsin who produce over 600 varieties, styles, and types of cheese. And they're also award-winning cheeses. Our cheeses here in Wisconsin earn more awards than any other part of the world. So when it comes to this time of year, we're in the month of March. March Madness is happening. Just like we have our favorite sports teams, especially basketball teams this time of year, We also have our favorite cheeses. And now, in the midst of our Alice in Dairyland Wisconsin cheese campaign, with our artisan cheese bracket for Wisconsin, everyone can have a chance to vote for their favorite cheeses and see which Wisconsin cheese rises to the top during the month of March, just like some of our favorite sports teams will also rise to the top here in March Madness. So I'm really excited to tie in sports and Wisconsin cheese together and have a really fun campaign over the next few weeks, highlighting what makes Wisconsin cheese so special.
Is that why you brought a basketball with you?
I do have a basketball with me in the studio to honor March Madness. I was a basketball player myself in high school and really enjoy the sport both as a spectator and as a player. So it's really fun for me this month to highlight some of my experiences from growing up and how it ties in now to my role as Alice in Dairyland.
Awesome. So you were a basketball player. You were a track athlete as well.
I was. I tried to stay well-rounded in high school and growing up, but I do love sports and I love being a spectator of sports now because it's really fun to follow along with your college teams and your favorite professional sports teams. And certainly here in Wisconsin, we have a lot of sports teams to follow.
We do. So you're actually going to have a bracket for the cheeses then? Is that how that works, Ashley?
Yes, we have a Wisconsin artisan cheese bracket that we officially unveiled here at the first part of March. So we are now in the Elite Eight for our Wisconsin cheeses. So we have various varieties of cheeses, some of which we are highlighting today, that fall under that Elite Eight category. And throughout the month of March, because of everyone participating and voting for their favorite Wisconsin cheeses, we will narrow down the Elite Eight to the Final Four and eventually our champion cheese.
All right. So is this the first year you've done this, the March Madness for cheese?
Last year with our 75th Alice in Dairyland, Taylor Schaefer, was the first year that we designed this campaign to have some March Madness aspects when it comes to Wisconsin cheese. So we're building upon the campaign this year. We're excited to continue highlighting specialty cheeses here in Wisconsin, both on social media and with media outlets across Wisconsin. And we're also excited to add a retail component to the campaign this year. So I will be traveling across Wisconsin and visiting various Hy-Vee locations here in our state to hand out Wisconsin cheese samples and to really have folks taste what makes Wisconsin cheese so special.
What cheese won last year, by the way? Do you remember?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but I'll have to go back and look and we'll have to revisit it because there was a lot of great cheeses that come into play last year and a lot of those same cheeses are part of the campaign this year. So mozzarella, I know, did pretty well last year in addition to aged cheddar and a few of our other specialty cheeses here in Wisconsin.
So the other inquiring minds want to know, what is Alice's favorite cheese? Do you have a favorite cheese?
I love all cheeses, I do have to say. But more lately, I've really enjoyed the aged cheeses. And so one of my personal favorites that I tried for the first time this year is a Montenamore cheddar from Sartori. It's almost like Parmesan and cheddar combined, and it is such a delicious cheese. So I've really enjoyed that cheese so far in my year as Alice in Dairyland, but I can't say no to any cheese. I love them all.
So a 20-year-old cheddar, would you like that or not?
I would try a 20-year-old cheddar. You definitely have a lot of crystals in that cheese specifically, but whether it's aged cheddars or fresh mozzarellas or some of the cheeses that we will highlight here today, I just love them all because it's helping to support Wisconsin's dairy industry. And that's a super important story to tell, is all of the amazing products that come from our Wisconsin dairy farmers. And my goal as Alice is to drive demand for all of these products that everyone across Wisconsin and across the country can enjoy.
Limburger?
I've smelled Limburger. I have yet to try Limburger, but I know that there are some diehard fans of Limburger cheese, especially here in Wisconsin. And I do admire that we are the only state to produce Limburger cheese.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
Right. And there are some that are unique to Wisconsin, Colby and Colby Jack, and some of those originated right here in the state, didn't they?
They certainly did. So Colby Jack is one of the cheeses that we are focusing on during our Alice in Dairyland Wisconsin cheese campaign. And exactly right. Coljack or Colby Jack or Colby Monterey Jack, it has a few different names, was born in the town of Colby, Wisconsin. And Colby Jack is a very mild and versatile cheese. You can enjoy it melted, say, over nachos or maybe with some potatoes. You can also use Colby Jack in salads, sandwiches, in a lot of different recipes. And you can melt it maybe into some soup or a sauce. It adds a very creamy and rich flavor and texture to those types of foods. So again, Colby Jack, it's a very versatile cheese. I love just snacking on it because I love the taste of Colby Jack.
How can we tell that our cheese is made in Wisconsin?
You can tell that the dairy products, specifically cheese, like we're talking about, comes from Wisconsin when looking for the Proudly Wisconsin Dairy Badge or the Proudly Wisconsin Cheese Badge. Now, if you see this badge on dairy product packaging, you know that that cheese or that butter or that other dairy product was made and processed right here in Wisconsin. You can also look for the number 55 on milk product packaging and other dairy product packaging, as that also signifies that that specific dairy product was made and processed here in the state of Wisconsin. So when you see that badge, you know that that dairy product, it comes from the state of Wisconsin, and it's a great way to support local when it comes to our state's dairy industry as well, since Wisconsin dairy is a true economic engine for the state of Wisconsin, as it contributes $45.6 billion annually to our state's economy. And I love the chance that every time we might purchase a Wisconsin dairy product, whether it's cheese, ice cream, butter, milk, the list goes on, you are supporting our state's dairy farmers and processors as well by doing so.
There are a lot of nice local retailers that sell a lot of nice little cheese shops all over Wisconsin, aren't there?
There are. I've gotten a chance to stop in to quite a few of those local cheese companies here in Wisconsin throughout my travels as the 76th Alice in Dairyland. And I've also had a chance to meet a few of our master cheesemakers here in Wisconsin. And our state is so unique when it comes to cheese because we are so well recognized for our cheese all over the country and all over the world. And it's so rewarding to me to especially meet the master cheesemakers and the people who truly help to make Wisconsin cheese so well recognized. And there are so many amazing businesses to support here in Wisconsin when it comes to Wisconsin cheese and Wisconsin dairy.
Here in our area, Meister Cheese in Muscadet, I know they have some unique ones, but one of them is a morel cheese, so morel mushrooms.
Yes.
That's something pretty unique to this very area, too.
You're exactly right. And you start to really see some unique flavors come into play the more that you might travel across Wisconsin and get to stop in to some of those cheese-making companies. There are more than 100 cheese-making companies here in Wisconsin, and every company has something a little bit different to offer. We recently had a Valentine's Day campaign with Alice in Dairyland where we were featuring Coco Cardova cheese from Car Valley Cheese. So they combined flavors of chocolate into the cheese, and it was a great treat to enjoy around Valentine's Day or really any time of year. But you do find some very unique flavors and flavor pairings when it comes to Wisconsin cheese.
I've heard that's good. Chocolate cheese, I guess that's legitimately a dairy product then, right?
It is. I've tried some different chocolate cheeses and they're all amazing. They're very rich because you combine the flavors of chocolate with the cheese flavors and the dairy products that are going into those different cheeses. So it's a very unique product to try, especially if you love chocolate.
What about curd? You know, I'm kind of a curd connoisseur. There are lots of different flavors of that as well, aren't there?
There are so many flavors of cheese curds. In fact, we will have some cheese curds that are part of our Wisconsin cheese campaign this year, specifically Ellsworth Cheese Curds, an amazing company to support in the Ellsworth, Wisconsin area. But I, too, love flavored cheese curds, especially maybe garlic and dill or ranch flavored cheese curds. I also like a little bit of spice So anything that has a little bit of spice when it comes to cheese is especially delicious to me. But there are so many different cheese curd flavors as well. And they're delicious, whether they're enjoyed fresh or deep fried. And you especially have to look for that squeak.
Oh, you do. And I think if you're not frying them, they have to be at room temperature to really taste them, don't they?
They do. That's when you really get that squeak and that delicious flavor is brought out in the cheese curd.
Yeah, you bet. We're talking with Ashley Hagenow, Alice in Dairyland here on WRCO Radio. How can people learn more about the dairy industry and some things like that we've talked about?
If you would like to learn more about Wisconsin dairy and Wisconsin cheese specifically, especially if you want to hear more stories from master cheesemakers and cheese companies here in Wisconsin, you can visit wisconsincheese.com. That is the website of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. They are our state's dairy checkoff organization, and they have amazing marketing campaigns centered specifically on Wisconsin cheese. So I would highly encourage you to check out their website. Again, that is wisconsincheese.com.
Let's talk chocolate milk a little bit. That's another favorite beverage of mine. Anything new in that department?
I also love chocolate milk, especially when it comes to athletics, right? Because low-fat chocolate milk is a great way to help muscles recover after an intense workout or after a game or maybe a cross-country meet. And what's really special to me about Wisconsin dairy, especially on the topic of chocolate milk, is that milk production starts on our dairy farms here in Wisconsin. And 95% of the dairy farms here in Wisconsin are family owned. So the best quality dairy products start with the best quality milk. And especially this time of year with March Madness and spring sports starting to begin their seasons, chocolate milk is the official beverage of the WIAA. So we're really focusing on highlighting our dairy farming families and also our athletes this time of year who are working hard during state tournaments and some upcoming games that they have. And chocolate milk is a great way to fuel all of their activities.
I've tried a lot of them. I'll put in a plug. I think my favorite chocolate milk is Quick Trips.
Ooh, Quick Trips is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Another amazing chocolate milk, if you haven't had a chance to try it, is Sassy Cow chocolate milk. They have a whole chocolate milk that is absolutely amazing. It's almost more like dessert, and it tastes absolutely delicious. But Quick Trip is also a great chocolate milk. I enjoy consuming lots of chocolate milk as I'm traveling across Wisconsin, as it adds a little bit of protein into my diet. And I'm helping to support Wisconsin dairy farming families, which you are as well, when enjoying all the different chocolate milks and milk in general that we have here in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Lots of different flavored milks. You know, they get into, for St. Patrick's Day, you get, you get a mint one, and, you know, there's a strawberry one and all of those. Are you fans of those too?
I love all of those flavors of milk as well. And a fun story is back in September, we have had a few Girl Scouts programs with Alice in Dairyland this year. And so one of the programs that we had this past fall was at Ford's Dairyman Farm, and Girl Scouts had the chance to tour the farm and get to see how cows are milked and learn more about Wisconsin's dairy industry. And we had a milk tasting activity as part of the lesson that day. So we had some white milk, chocolate milk, strawberry milk, and we also had pumpkin milk, all from Quick Trip at that specific educational event. And almost all of the Girl Scouts said the pumpkin milk was their favorite. So that's another flavor that I love when it comes to milk. And I love that there are different seasonal flavors, right, that we can enjoy any time of year. So yeah, there's a lot of great flavors of milk to try here in America's Dairyland.
Now you got me hungry for pumpkin milk, and I'll have to wait till September.
Gotta wait a few months.
For the next time. All right. Well, we'll take a break and come back. We have some cheese in the studio too. I think we need to maybe try that out here a little bit with Alice in Dairyland 2023. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO's Morning Show. Our morning show continues on WRCO. Alice in Dairyland is here, and it's been a tradition for us over the years to see if we can connect, and we're glad that you were passing through today. So.
Yes, I'm so thankful to be here in studio and connect about Wisconsin cheese and really all of Wisconsin agriculture.
Indeed, and we think we've talked about cheese, we've talked about dairy, but Wisconsin is so much more. Big for cranberries, like number one in the nation, aren't they?
We are. As Alice in Dairyland, I talk about all of Wisconsin agriculture. And just how diverse and abundant our state's agricultural industry is. So we've been chatting a lot about cheese here this morning, and certainly cheese is one of our top commodities here in Wisconsin, in addition to dry whey, since that is a byproduct of cheese production. But some of those other commodities that we are number one in the nation for include cranberries, as well as ginseng, green beans or snap beans, and we also are the number one producer of mink pelts and bovine products. So there are many different products that Wisconsin is number one in the nation for.
So you had to learn all that when you were preparing to be Alice. What surprised you the most? Anything that comes to mind?
One commodity that I have learned a lot about is Wisconsin ginseng. So if you haven't heard of Wisconsin ginseng before, it is a specialty root crop here in Wisconsin. And most of our ginseng is grown at the 45th parallel, especially in Wausau, Wisconsin, or Marathon County. So we as a state produce 98% of cultivated ginseng for the entire country, and then we produce 10% of the world's supply of ginseng. And ginseng has a lot of uses, as I've learned, whether it's enjoyed in tea. You can also take the root and slice that root for steeping or cooking purposes. You can enjoy ginseng in its powder form, where you might put it into, say, a smoothie, or into some baked goods, or into some soup. The list really goes on about ways that we can use Wisconsin ginseng. And what fascinates me is how well this product is known all throughout the world, especially to some of our top export countries like China, Korea, and Japan. And all of that production of ginseng, or a good majority of that production, takes place right here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that big. And I remember people looking for wild ginseng back in the day. I presume they still do. But you're talking about cultivated ginseng, and
yes.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's that big.
Yeah, and both wild ginseng and cultivated ginseng is truly sought all over the world. What I recently learned about wild ginseng is that you might have wild ginseng sold for $2,000, $3,000, or $4,000 per pound. So since it's a little bit more rare than our cultivated ginseng, there is a lot of demand for wild ginseng. But whether it's wild ginseng or cultivated ginseng, both products definitely contribute to the strength of Wisconsin's agricultural industry, especially on the global scale.
Get up a little bit further north, too. Potatoes are pretty big in the state, too, aren't they?
Potatoes are a huge part of Wisconsin agriculture as well. We rank third in the nation for potato production here in Wisconsin, behind Idaho and Washington State. But we are the top producer east of the Mississippi, so that is a claim to fame, another claim to fame for Wisconsin. And when it comes to potato production in Wisconsin, a majority of our seed potatoes are raised in Antigo, Wisconsin. And then a lot of our potatoes are harvested and processed in the central region of Wisconsin. So we're talking near Stevens Point, Plover, Adams, Wisconsin. And our potatoes love our state soil, Antigo silt loam. So they thrive here in Wisconsin, and they are a very important part of our state's agricultural industry as well.
We talk about apples and grapes, and we have a lot of fine orchards in our area, too.
We do. Specialty crops is a lot of what I share as Alice in Dairyland as well, especially through our program Expedition Agriculture. So this is a recent initiative within the last few years with the Alice in Dairyland program, as we had received a specialty crop block grant through the USDA or the United States Department of Agriculture. And Expedition Agriculture is an educational program that is specifically geared for fourth graders here in the state of Wisconsin, as this program aligns with a lot of the curriculum that is taught in fourth grade classrooms across Wisconsin. So we share about the five regions of Wisconsin. We share more about what agriculture is and what makes Wisconsin so special for agriculture. And then we share more about specialty crops here in the state of Wisconsin. So we touch on the tart cherry production, especially in Door County. And we touch on apple production and other fruits and vegetables that are raised and grown here in Wisconsin. And I love sharing this message with younger consumers here in Wisconsin, because they always walk away with a lot of different products that they are really excited to try, because they know that so many different foods are raised here in Wisconsin. So it's a very rewarding part of my experience as Alice in Dairyland, is being able to connect with that younger consumer especially. And it's been so much fun doing so through the Expedition Agriculture Program.
It's amazing how many wineries have popped up over the
fronting a symphony orchestra, creating a sonic experience you won't find anywhere else. Prepare for a great playlist of songs from Queen, Foreigner, Led Zeppelin, Styx, The Beatles, Journey, The Who, and many, many more. This monumental event takes place in the historic Richland Center City Auditorium, starting at 7 o'clock. This is the largest show yet, promising an unforgettable night of music. Tickets are only $35 and available at Napa Auto Parts, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Ameriprise offices, or online at eventbrite.com. Search SOTR for Symphony on the Rocks. Don't miss this incredible night. Join them for an evening of symphony and rock, all for a good cause. Proceeds will contribute to the restoration work at the historic City Auditorium. Symphony on the Rocks, returning to Richland Center, March 23rd.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. News Time is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice. And by Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, the friendly feed store. Partly sunny and warm today, a high of 67. Tonight, breezy with rain likely at times, a low of 40. And Thursday, occasional rain showers with a high of 48. Right now in Richland Center, it is 32 degrees.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. On their final session day, state Senate Republicans got busy firing more of Democratic Governor Tony Evers' appointees, all in all, eight, including UW System Regents Dana Walks and John Miller. Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein noted both opposed and controversial UW-DEI deal demanded by Republicans. Also fired were Judicial Commission members Yolanda Anderson, Jane Foley, Janet Jenkins, and Judy Zawitz. Deferred Compensation Board member Terrence Craney, and Council on Domestic Abuse member Mildred Gonzalez, for a total of 21 since the Democratic governor took office. Between 1981 and 2018, the Senate rejected just five appointees. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss won't face a recall election, at least for now. Wisconsin Elections Commission staff said Tuesday that more than 9,000 potentially valid signatures were collected in the effort by supporters of former President Donald Trump, but only 5,900 were from the district that Voss was elected to serve, which is 945 short of what was needed. But it's still not clear if those boundary lines should be used for the recall under the state's new legislative map. The commission voted on Tuesday to ask the state Supreme Court to clarify, and it will likely ultimately be up to the court to decide whether or not a recall election happens. President Joe Biden will visit Milwaukee today.
His visit comes a day after the Biden campaign opened 44 re-election offices in Wisconsin, including in Milwaukee. Biden arrives at Mitchell Airport in the afternoon, and the White House said he would be participating in political events. The president will spend Wednesday in Milwaukee before heading on to another battleground state, Michigan, on Thursday. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Dry conditions and no snow across Wisconsin means the wildfire danger has increased. Jolene Ackerman from the Department of Natural Resources says the most common start to those fires has been careless burning of yard waste. The DNR has handled 68 wildfires in the past week and 212 this year. Burn permits are currently suspended in many parts of the state. As fire danger remains high, the Richland Center Fire Department has been kept busy. The department was paged to a wood pile fire yesterday morning around 5:30 at 30282 Oak Ridge Drive. Fire personnel were able to contain the fire to the wood pile and outdoor wood stove area. Five fire units and 18 firefighters responded and were on the scene for about an hour yesterday. No injuries were reported. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says 32 people died in ATV-UTV crashes in 2023. Warden Jacob Holzclaw says people need to understand how their vehicles work before they get behind the controls. You should always wear a helmet, even if state law doesn't require it in some cases. 95% of those who died in crashes were not wearing theirs. Richland Center Intermediate School will be holding an event coming up Friday that can help you put your walking shoes on or running shoes on and help raise some money. Michelle Lewis is the title reading instructor at Richland Center Intermediate School.
So we're having our second annual RCIS St. Patrick's Day 5K. It's a run walk. A lot of people get nervous about it because they don't participate in these events, but you can run it, you can walk it. There's even a good turnaround point if you don't want to do the whole 5K because it's 3.1 miles. So we're excited to do it again.
The course the participants will be running on and walking on has changed from last year.
Last year, we crossed at the stoplights, and the police department wasn't extremely excited about that. So this year, it's going to be on the bike trail, and then we're going to turn right and keep going up and then go kind of around like the Ramada area. So you stay on the sidewalk. It'll be super safe.
Money raised will go to two recipients in memory of a beloved individual who died this past year. Kathy Maloney is the title math instructor at Richland Center Intermediate School.
This year's event goes towards the Lance Maloney Memorial Scholarship and Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin. We are doing a split between the two. As many know, my son Lance died on April 6th of last year due to aortic dissection. So he had a hole in his heart. And so we lost him very tragically and suddenly. So this year, Michelle came up with this fabulous idea of doing this. And so we're excited to do this.
The other recipient will benefit students involved in what Lance enjoyed taking part in while in school.
The scholarship will be two $500 scholarships this year. It is my hope that those high school students that are graduating that have been involved in band, choir, and theater are going to be the recipients of those. Lance's priority in school wasn't always his grades. And so while GPA will be considered, that isn't my priority. But his priority was that he loved choir with Miss Kintz. He loved band with Mr. Jeff Behrens. And he loved theater. And he was under the direction of Michelle Goebel many times. And he loved his theater, both community and locally and in high school. And so that's just something where we're going with that.
The RCIS Second Annual St. Patrick's Day 5K Run Walk will be held Friday at the Richland Center Intermediate School. Registration begins at 4:30 with a walk starting at 5 and the run getting underway at 5:20. Everyone is welcome to be a part.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
Partly sunny and warm today, a high of 67. For tonight, breezy with rain likely at times, a low of 40. Thursday, breezy and much cooler, occasional rain showers, and a high of 48. Northeast winds 12 to 22. Thursday night, any light rain ending, partial clearing later, and a low of 30. Right now, WRCO, following yesterday's high of 71, which was three short of a record. It was 40 at midnight. Right now, we're at 32, our overnight low.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes! Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll talk about some state stuff, including the Bucks getting beaten soundly against Sacramento last night, and the Brewers preparing for their infield and the regular season beginning in a couple of weeks.
This year's National Nutrition Month theme, Beyond the Table, encourages us to think about food from a broader perspective, including how it impacts health and the environment. Nutritional choices made today can affect the future, so it is important to learn what's involved in growing food. Visiting local farms, growing your own produce, and joining agricultural programs are all great steps toward better health for you and a better world for nutrition. These nutrition tips are courtesy of the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
The Ithaca boys basketball team held out an awards night last night and handed out individual awards and recapped a great season, a 22-win season for the Bulldogs, the most in boys basketball school history. Hustle awards were given to Casey Pomerink, Sammy Clary, and Wes Nelson. Devin Iam won the Most Improved Player Award, and the defensive MVPs were Wes Nelson and Sammy Clary. The Brandon Lorenz MVP award went to Channing Brown, who was also named Ridge and Valley Player of the Year as a junior. Coach Mike Benson pointed out there are lots of unsung heroes with this team.
There's a lot of people that they're doing all the small little things that you ask them to do, and that's what you want them to do, and they don't get the recognition, you know, in the paper or on the radio, and they feel bad. They feel like they're letting their team down, and I keep telling them, I go, you're doing exactly what we're asking you to do, and that's what you need to do to help the team. You don't need to score 20 or 30 points or get 20 rebounds a game. You just need to play good defense. Even if you get a few tip balls that leads to steals from somebody else, that's just as good as you getting a steal. So a lot of them bought into that, and that's why we average almost 18, 20 steals a game. So, no, there's a lot of unselfish players on this team, and I love it.
Here, the good boys basketball coach Mike Benson at last night's award ceremony held at the Phoenix Center. Richland Center Church League volleyball tournament wrapped up last night in the B division. The Mission down top seed Beulah Wesleyan in the first match 2-1. They also blanked Beulah 2-1, that is, in the second match to win the championship. Beulah Wesleyan finishes second, Boscobel Assembly of God third. In Division C, Richland Baptist Temple 2 defeated top seed Grace Community 2 in the first match 2-1. In the second match, Grace Community 2 pulled out a 2-1 win for the championship. Last week, Hidden Valley Community 1 took the A division of Church League volleyball. When your shots aren't dropping and the other guys can't miss, the outcome is pretty predictable. Hot shooting Sacramento ran the Bucks off the court 129-94 last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 30 points and took down 13 rebounds, but no other Milwaukee player had more than 11 points. The Bucks lost for the third time in the last four games, falling 9.5 games behind the Celtics in the Eastern Conference standings. As the season opener moves closer, the Brewers' infield picture and starting rotation could become a little clearer. Colin Ray pitched four scoreless, hitless innings as Milwaukee lost to the Cubs yesterday on a Patrick Wisdom walk-off home run. Manager Pat Murphy says second-year player Bryce Terang is going to be his full-time second baseman. Murphy says he thinks Terang will make a quantum leap in production after hitting .218 as a rookie. Terang went 1-for-2 with a walk and a stolen base against the Cubs. He also showed his range on defense. The Brewers host the White Sox today in a spring training game. Running back Aaron Jones will be playing with extra motivation when he takes the field against the Packers this fall. Green Bay asked him to accept a second straight pay cut, and when Jones refused, he was released, then signed a free agent contract with the Vikings. The star, who produced five straight 100-yard rushing games down the stretch, felt the situation wasn't handled well. The Packers wanted to reduce his salary from $11 to $4 million. He's playing for Minnesota on a $7 million deal. You'll see Green Bay at least twice in the upcoming season. That's an update on sports for this Wednesday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs
Another
done that have been sitting
really
there too long.
Lately,
hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store.
People can visit the farms and buy the produce right there. There are a lot of opportunities, where farms have diversified and changed in the last few years.
They have, and it all goes back to supporting local. And more consumers want to know where their food comes from. And I am the same way. I love the chance to support local businesses. And I think that's what's so special about agriculture is that so many of our farmers and processors are so focused on sharing their story when it comes to how they grow and raise and harvest the food products that they sell and that they're known for. Whether it's protein products like maybe beef or chicken, or it's fruits and vegetables that are very plentiful here in Wisconsin, or it goes back to dairy products like cheese and butter and ice cream. When we produce local, then consumers have the chance to support local, and it helps to strengthen our state's agricultural economy and the local economy, and it keeps the dollars that we spend on food close to home and able to be reinvested into our communities.
Do you spend a lot of time in classrooms, Ashley?
I do. With the program Expedition Agriculture, I will have traveled to over 100 classrooms by the end of my year, serving as the 76th Alice in Dairyland. And I've also gotten into classrooms with high school students through the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association. We had a few school visits back in December and at the first part of this year, where I shared more about Wisconsin's potato industry. And we had the chance to try a really unique recipe that uses Wisconsin potatoes. I was making a recipe for potato and chocolate chip cookies. So students had the chance to try these delicious cookies and learn more about Wisconsin potatoes and Wisconsin agriculture in general. So there are so many fun ways that I have been able to get into classrooms across the state of Wisconsin and provide a lot of education about Wisconsin's agricultural industry.
So do you grate up a potato and put it in the cookie batter, or how do you do that?
So this recipe actually used potato chips. Oh. So we had some Wisconsin branded potato chips that we added into the recipe. And we also used a little bit of instant mashed potatoes to add some texture to those chocolate chip cookies. So they were absolutely delicious. And because we were using some potatoes, those cookies were even a little bit more crispier and more golden brown as they baked. And the potatoes did add delicious flavor. You had the sweetness of the chocolate chips and some of those other ingredients and the saltiness of potatoes. So it's a recipe I would highly recommend trying, especially if you like some sweet and savory food combinations combined. And that recipe for potato and chocolate chip cookies can be found on eatwisconsinpotatoes.com.
I'm going to have to try that. I like sweet and salty. Yeah, good stuff. You know, we go back to when I was young, it seemed like there was a cheese factory about every, I don't know, maybe several miles. And we don't have that anymore, but we still have a lot of family-owned factories, don't we?
We do. We were chatting earlier. We have over 100 cheese-making companies here in the state of Wisconsin. And all of these cheese-making companies produce very unique products when it comes to different flavors that they might add into their cheese. And they offer a few other different products as well. And in Wisconsin, dairy is truly a family-owned business with our farms, too. As we talked earlier, 95% of the dairy farms here in Wisconsin are family-owned, and that's where dairy production starts because we need high-quality milk in order to make high-quality dairy products that we are known for here in Wisconsin.
Is this true that Wisconsin's the only state to require a license to make cheese?
We are. So Wisconsin is the only state in the country that offers a master cheesemaker program. And in order to become a master cheesemaker, you must first be a licensed cheesemaker. So Wisconsin and Europe are the only two parts of the world that require their cheesemakers to be licensed. And especially in order to become a master cheesemaker and produce different varieties of cheese, oftentimes our licensed cheesemakers go to school for upwards of 10 years to learn the ins and outs of cheese making, as it truly is an art. And our master cheesemakers are very dedicated to their craft, and they produce some very delicious cheeses, many of which are in our Wisconsin cheese campaign this year.
Good stuff. Let's talk about cheese spreads. I think you've brought a couple with you today, haven't you?
I have some cheese spreads specifically from Pine River Cheese, and some of the flavors with the cheese spreads that we are featuring during our cheese campaign is a garlic and herb cheese spread, as well as a spicy beer cheese spread. So cheese spreads are blends of natural cheeses, and we also add in some other flavors to create very flavorful cheese spreads that can be used with crackers. Maybe you spread it out on a sandwich, or you can use cheese spreads in many different recipes. And cheese spreads are made from semi-soft or semi-hard cheeses. And some of those flavor examples that we add into cheese spreads might include vegetables, fruits, meats, certain spices or other flavors that truly make each cheese spread unique. And all of us can make cheese spreads at home just by using almost any variety of semi-soft or semi-hard cheese and adding in our own flavors that we might want to enjoy.
Really? I've never thought about making my own cheese spread at home.
Neither did I until this year, but it's so easy to make. Again, just by having almost any variety of semi-soft or semi my hard cheese, and you might add your own flavor spin on your homemade cheese spread depending on your flavor preferences.
How do you get it so it's spreadable and not like breakable where it breaks my cracker?
Great question. So it'll certainly rely on those cheeses being melted at first to really get a consistent texture. And then it's just very important that those cheese spreads are refrigerated in order to maintain that spreadable texture after they have been cooled and they're ready to be enjoyed. But I would also recommend that when you are ready to serve a cheese spread, that you leave it out at room temperature for maybe a few minutes or even a few hours before you're ready to serve, so that cheese has had a chance to get just a little bit softer to make it easy to spread on that cracker or on that piece of bread that you might be enjoying.
We went by the Super Bowl over a month ago now, but that's probably one of the biggest days for dairy products, isn't it? it?
I would like to think so. When it comes to all of the different foods that we might consume during a Super Bowl watch party, or even now during March Madness, certainly dairy products come into play, whether it's cheese spreads that you might use with crackers, or you have a lot of different dips that use dairy products like cheese and sour cream. I love just having a simple cheese board that you can use during maybe a Super Bowl party, a March Madness party, even around the holidays, right? There are so many ways that we can use Wisconsin dairy products for a lot of different celebrations and festivities that we might have each and every year.
Do you have a preference on a cracker or not?
I really don't have a preference on a cracker because I enjoy all crackers. Sometimes even your classic Ritz cracker is really enjoyable to use with a lot of different Wisconsin cheeses. But I really have no personal preference when it comes to crackers. Oftentimes I'm very focused on the cheese, but the cracker is a nice compliment as well.
And venison sausage too, maybe, right?
Venison sausage and a lot of different sausages and other protein products make delicious additions to cheese boards. And fun fact, which I learned recently, a cheese board can only be referenced as a cheese board if there's only cheese and a few other garnishes, like maybe some fruits or some crackers within that board. But a cheese board becomes a charcuterie board when we might add in different meats. So that's something unique I've learned as Alice in Dairyland, is the difference between cheese boards and charcuterie boards.
So you have to have some meat involved if you're going to go to the next level then.
Exactly. If you're going to call it a charcuterie board.
Okay. Interesting. You brought along a little care package for WRCO today. What is in here? Is there something I should try that is pretty unique?
I recommend trying all of the different parts of our mini charcuterie board that we have here in studio. So I included some Colby Jack cheese, since we've been talking about Colby Jack here today. We also have some small pieces of sausage that help to make this board a charcuterie board. I also included a few sweeter ingredients in this charcuterie board, including yogurt-covered pretzels, some sweetened cashews, as well as some dried banana chips. So we made it a little bit sweet, a little bit salty. It sounds like you enjoy all sweet and salty things. So I'm really excited to have you try some of these Wisconsin products.
This is good. And this is what, Colby Jack?
That is Colby Jack cheese, specifically from Henning's cheese.
That's really good. And it's mild, too. I'm kind of more of a mild fan, I think. So
yes, Colby Jack is known for its mild flavor and its versatility. And that's why Colby Jack is so great when we mix it into maybe soups or sauces, or add it into a lot of other foods that we might be enjoying.
And the sausage is good, too, there. So
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Well, yeah, thank you. Oh, I wasn't supposed to, right? I was supposed to
wait
till the show was done.
You're supposed to enjoy it, whether it's during the show or after the show.
But yeah, you've got pretzels in there and sweet and salty and all the good things from Wisconsin. So
all great Wisconsin products.
Pretty amazing thing. How can people learn more about the Alice in Dairyland program?
If you would like to learn more about Alice in Dairyland and follow along with my adventures as Wisconsin's 76th Alice in Dairyland, or follow along with our next Alice in Dairyland, the 77th Alice in Dairyland, you can find us on our social media channels. We can be found on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or X, formerly known as Twitter, at aliceindairyland.com. And you can also visit our website. That's aliceindairyland.com. So you can find all information about the Alice in Dairyland program history, some of our current initiatives within Alice in Dairyland, and you can also find a lot of great information as we prepare for the 77th Alice in Dairyland finals taking place in Door County this year. Also, if you have an event coming up that you would like Alice in Dairyland to be a part of, you can visit our website. Once again, that's aliceindairyland.com, and you can request Alice through our website. So there's lots of great ways to stay engaged and connected with our program, and we would love to have you learn more about Alice in Dairyland and Wisconsin agriculture.
And you'll be there for putting the new crown on the new Alice's head then, I guess, at the ceremony?
I will be. The Alice in Dairyland finals will take place at Stone Harbor Resort in Sturgeon Bay. And the 77th Alice will officially be announced on the evening of Saturday, May 4th. So it'll be a very exciting event. We have so enjoyed traveling to Door County and learning more about agriculture in that part of Wisconsin. And I'm very excited for our top candidates to begin their journey toward becoming Wisconsin's 77th Alice in Dairyland.
So what is up next for you, Ashley, for this next year?
I am looking forward to continuing to represent Wisconsin agriculture through the month of July as Wisconsin's 76th Alice in Dairyland. And after my year of service has concluded, I look forward to staying involved in agriculture, both personally and professionally. I look forward to having a career in agriculture after my year of Alice in Dairyland is concluded to hopefully continue positively impacting our state's farmers and processors here in Wisconsin and representing farmers across the United States. And personally, I look forward to staying engaged in agriculture through volunteering and staying involved as a mentor, maybe through 4-H or FFA or other agricultural organizations. There are so many opportunities when it comes to Wisconsin agriculture, and I look forward to seeing what else is out there when it comes to the industry of agriculture.
You think you'll wind up on a farm someday?
Could be. One never knows. But I know that what I love about agriculture is the people. And that is what initially inspired me to become more involved in this industry. And the people are what really, truly inspire me every day. So whether I'm on a farm or off the farm, engaging in agriculture in a lot of different ways, my goal is to positively impact the hardworking people who truly make agriculture possible.
You've learned a lot, haven't you?
I've learned so much. And every day, I'm certainly learning something new as Alice in Dairyland.
Great, great to have you here.
Thank you again.
Nice to meet you. You bet. Ashley Hagenow, who is the 76th Alice in Dairyland on our morning show today.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Clock.